just having a time of
it. 9:30.
All right, everybody. Volume's good. Welcome back to the Big Ben Show. And we have, of course, tonight my co-host, Dr. Jason Bobo. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, we got to share mics tonight. Then we have longtime co-host. He's been with me for 70 episodes.
It's been a while. I've been absent for like a month.
Yeah, more than that. 22 hours of working.
Yeah.
Able to take a three-hour
nap today. I'm ready to go.
There you go. I appreciate it, brother. Yeah.
I might make it till 9, so.
You're getting your master's, though, aren't you? You'll make it to 9. That's cool. All right. Hey, are you sharing this to your... Go ahead, everyone who's watching the show right now. Let's see. On Facebook. Yeah, we already got you viewers out there. So for all you watching, please share this show because we've got a couple of amazing people who are on.
Some fine ladies tonight.
Very good. Yep. And it's for the community. And these are the episodes that I absolutely love the most. And one of them brought us pizza. I forgot to tell you that.
Whoa.
Yeah, right there. And here's the perfect thing. The microphone's not going to be in front of you, so you can go ahead and eat so you don't snack in front of everybody. All right, guys. We have, let's see. Let me change this. We've got Miss Marcia Hale, and then we have Mayor Bonnie Lewis, and then we have Miss Leanne Derms. Well, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Great. Thank you guys for coming on the show and everything. And I know we were going to talk about this weekend. Anybody talk about the special plans? Leanne, you were the one that were talking to me about it or messaged me first, and I was like, it's a cool thing. I had no idea, and I was telling everybody at work about it. So for all those who are not from Moore County, I just want to stop and say, you regardless, even if you don't live here, if this is your first time, you still got to come here. So go ahead and tell us everything about, you know, I want you to inform me, you know, inform everybody like you told me.
Well, so we've been working on this for several months, right? Bonnie and Marcia, I mean, we've put quite a bit of time into this. And I know the mayor will be able to tell you more about the specifics, but we are celebrating our 200th anniversary of Lynchburg on the actual day that it was established. So 200 years ago, on October 23rd, Lynchburg officially became a town, and we will be celebrating our 200th anniversary with our ceremony, cake cutting, and a schedule of events this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
And cake. Yes.
We got cake?
It's almost calling to work worthy.
Yeah, seriously.
there's a bunch going on, and we'll get in. I know. And the mayor, one of the things I love about the mayor is that she always has her notes. You are the only one. Jason had his notes when he first came on.
And you made fun of me for it.
I mean, yeah, I kind of made fun
of
him.
You did have a pretty sweet folder, though.
Oh, yeah, it was leather bound.
It was leather.
Smelt the rich mahogany.
It smelled like
a gentleman's whiskey. I mean, just.
It was very neat. So. It's really cool about the 200 years for Lynchburg and then 150 for Moore County. And then, Mayor, what I was wanting to talk to you about, I mean, you've got some pretty cool, like, documents right there, and I was wanting to see if you could get into the history of what you got right there.
Absolutely. We actually found out about it being the 200th anniversary of Lynchburg by accident. What we started out doing was planning a celebration for the 150 years of Moore County. And in the courthouse lawn, there's a historical placard that says in December 1871 was the beginning of Moore County. While we began working with archives to get the official documents for that, Christine Purdom, our archivist, she found two different pieces of paper about Lynchburg, two different dates, one said 1821, one said 1841. And that was kind of alarming to all of us. She said, if this 1821 document is right, if it's true, it's 200 years for Lynchburg. And it turns out to be right. It turns out to be true. So I don't know where there's a camera that can see this, maybe.
Your camera's right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I know. So this was the 14th time the General Assembly gathered in Nashville, Tennessee. So that means that on October 23rd, 1821, there was a private act to establish Lynchburg. And it tells that they going to create a town on the land of Thomas Roundtree. It goes on to tell about what they're going to call the town, Lynchburg, and it's dated So that's pretty exciting. I know.
Yeah, I'm not used to pulling this microphone, but wow, that's pretty cool. At first, when you were talking about it, I was like, oh, but yeah, this literally legit says 1821
In the county of Lincoln.
Yeah.
So for 50 years, Lynchburg was in Lincoln County. So Saturday night, the Lincoln County mayor will be here with us, Mr. Bill Newman.
So. Oh, okay. So, so in the beginning, though, I know people talk about it when they're trying to relate to Jack, and I've heard the stories about when they, oh yeah, Moore County was founded. So, how did it all Moore County Lynchburg come about? Like, what part? Because I've heard that Lynchburg or Moore County was a part of all surrounding counties, whatever. So, do y'all know?
Yes. So Lynchburg is first. They were in Lincoln County, 1821, for 50 years. In 1871 is when it was decided that that Moore County would be created, and we were originally going to be created from the four surrounding counties, but there was laws about you couldn't take too much land away from any other county to make a new county. So about the time they decided how much land to give to everybody, last minute they said, no, we can't take Coffee County's land. It'll make Coffee County too small. So we had to give land back to Coffee County. So now Lynchburg just got smaller. They went ahead and passed that. But then Lincoln County said, wait a minute, they took too much from us. And Lincoln County sued Moore County to try to get their land back. Yeah.
Well, they tried to make area-wise the second smallest county in the state even smaller.
At the time, they didn't realize that, but yes, yeah. And think about this. Had we not had to give the Coffee County land back, had we been able to keep that, Tullahoma would have been in Moore County.
You could have been a Moore County resident.
I could have.
Yeah.
But we're going to celebrate Moore County fully in December, because December 1871 was when Moore County was formed. Saturday night is the beginning of Lynchburg.
Cool.
200 years.
200 years.
And before Jack.
So that's before Jack.
Lynchburg was here before Jack Daniel was born, because whenever Jack Daniel, the distillery opened 1866, Lynchburg was still in Lincoln County.
Right. Did anyone know about, like, the 1821, like, as far as, like, people in the, you know, courthouse or anyone around here? Was anybody aware of this, or was this something, like, how recent was this that y'all found all of this?
First of the year? When did we gather
March.
First? March.
Right. What made you guys, like, meet up and all this stuff? Like, whose idea was it? Oh, hey, you know what? I think kind of it's, you know, 18, you know, maybe 18.
I park in front of that placard every day. 1871, 2021, that's 150 years. So we've got to do something. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. And, you know, so, Marcia, with you guys, I'll just throw it on whoever wants to answer it, but can you guys get into, like, some of the things you guys are going to be doing this Saturday? Anything?
So we're going to have a cake on the gazebo lawn. We've got special guests coming. Several have received invitations from the committee. We've got school groups doing a fall festival game-like type. Band on the square. We've got corn from the fire department. Chili, hot dogs.
Wait, you're going to have cake and roasted corn?
Yeah.
Hello.
I guess I'll be here all day.
It's a win.
We've got several activities.
Pony rides,
petting zoo.
What time's all this start?
The ceremony starts at 5. The games starts at 5:30. Music starts at 6. So it's sort of staggered start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yesterday's wine will start at 6. Our local band will be playing from 6 to 8.
Are you familiar with the band Troy Durham's?
I've seen Troy play, I think, twice now. Mm-hmm. They put on a pretty good show.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, Troy's come on the show. He was one of the early ones that came on my show. Yeah, I think he did something for his wife. Like his wife.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really, really special. Good show. Mm-hmm.
But we definitely wanted to do something where everyone would come out. So we know that our ceremony, cake cutting, our program, that'll be geared towards our older residents and our citizens. And, of course, all ages can come. But then the games, we were trying to make sure we had something available for the kids, that they could come out and have some fun.
Who's doing the corn and all that? So where the corn sounds really delicious, though. Where is this?
That's the fireman. I mean, that's in the Bible. That's Moore the County Volunteer Fire Department does
corn.
Roasted corn.
I remember
under
that
the tree.
Yeah,
that's
I
right.
That
under
up,
the tree.
They always had roasted corn.
They skin it back, yeah. Dip it in the butter, and hand it to you.
You never had it?
What? No, I'm not really big on corn.
I'm not big on corn on the cob either, but this is a special thing. It is Jesus made it for us.
Thank
it's
you.
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah, thank
really?
You.
So yes. I don't. Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't like corn on the cob, and I'll eat fire out of this.
We have another corn flavor. We also have kettle corn or
kettle corn. Mm-hmm. You can't
beat that. Cotton candy machine.
Cotton candy, yeah.
This is crazy how like fast you guys were all able to set this up. And so, Marcia and Leanne, I know you know, Mayor.
Total joint effort. And we have other people. Other people
right,
on the committee.
Right, yes, yeah. And, you know, with Marcia and Leanne, you know, what was one of your, I put you guys on the spot, what was one of y'all's reasons, like big reasons for helping out on this?
Well, being with Jack, Jack wants to be a part of the community, so I was on board immediately.
Right. That's awesome.
And I think, you know, I've always loved, I think everyone that knows me knows how much I love being from Lynchburg and being from home. I mean, I used to walk around and introduce myself. Hey, I'm Leanne Durham from Lynchburg, Tennessee. I'm Jack Daniels and Johnny Majors. And I did that in college.
Right.
Yeah. And so when Bonnie was saying that we wanted to, you know, to look into celebrating, I was like, well, I would love to hop on board and help out wherever I can.
That's what you do when you meet anybody, you know. Where are you from? Lynchburg, you know, where they make, you know, Jack Daniels. Like, that's, you know, that's it. That's where, I feel like that's where we are. Like, that's where it's made at, you know, Lynchburg, Moore County. I don't ever say Moore County. No one knows where that's at. I just say Lynchburg, and then they look at me.
You know, the shame of it is the post office has gotten so picky now, and they actually have, like, electronic sorters. Used to, you could go anywhere in the world, just put my name on the top of what it says on that Jack bottle, and I'll get the letter, and it would get here. Just a name in Lynchburg, Tennessee, and it would get to you.
Really?
100 years ago.
100 years ago?
Yeah. Literally, back in the 70s, all
route
you had
one,
to have, Route 1.
Route 1, Route 2.
Everybody was Route 1.
That's right. It wasn't until the 911, until the...
Everybody.
Street names.
So they're young. One, they're looking two. At us like we're talking a foreign language.
I don't understand what route means. Like what?
Everybody was route one.
Or was it one or two? One or two? Route one, route two?
I don't remember the route two.
But the mail carrier, you had either you're on route one where your mail was delivered, the same route that a mailman had, or I think there was two actually. But we didn't have street names throughout most of Moore County. Believe it or not.
Do you remember whenever the 911 had to try to name all the Turkey Creeks?
Yeah,
Turkey Creek
Boat Dog.
Turkey Dog.
Wait, are there Turkey Creeks in Tullahoma?
So Turkey Creek, like, all mixes together with Lynch or Moore County, Coffee County, and Franklin. They're all just piled in together.
Yeah.
So you'll go from Turkey Creek Road to Turkey Creek Loop, Turkey Creek Boat Dock,
Turkey Creek Church.
Church
Turkey
Road.
Church, yeah, like there's like thousands of them.
And it's like my sister lives in Chapman Acres, and they live on Kitty Street. And she's like, why did they name it Kitty Street? But beforehand, it wasn't named Kitty Street. So, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, the routes I'm not used to. I'm not familiar. That's...
A lot of your listeners are going, yeah, we remember.
Back in the day. 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
I remember that, but we had a P.O. box. I didn't... I had to do all that, so...
You were a city boy.
Hang on.
We were raising town,
a city boy living out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, doesn't...
I don't think anybody from Lynchburg is a city boy or city girl. Even if you look downtown. Yeah.
She was a city girl.
Oh, yeah.
I was raised in town.
She was raised in the big metropolis of Tollytown. High sophisticated. I'm from Bakertown.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. What about the zip code? So did you have zip codes back then, right? Dude, I'm confused about when you say rowdy. I'm just like, okay, so like, is there a zip? Dude, would you stop? Like, there's like return routes. I don't know what they're talking about anymore. Like, what? Like, so is that like,
you're going to get so much mail about
was it routes and then zip codes or what are we doing here?
No, you still have the same zip code.
Okay.
So you had your mail routes within that zip code. zip code versus street.
It was like Route 1, Box 382.
Okay, yeah. So Moore County has more than one zip code, correct? Do we? Don't?
Ten.
Okay, I was trying to explain to Steph this. I was like, look, you're not going to believe this, but we've got like, we've got more than one zip code in this county. Because I think Clark, I don't know how many Clark, you know, Clarksville.
It's 37352. I don't care.
Yeah. Only very center is 37352. And all of the perimeter is nine other zip codes. 37352 and then nine. I have a map of it I made. Yeah.
I'm in 37352. Are you guys?
I am. Oh, we're all downtown Lynchburg, folks. No.
Seriously, yeah, because I was about to say, I'm on Pleasant. Like, I'm pretty close. So, like, So you're talking the people on the outskirts are
not
different.
Not too far outskirts. Ledford Mill, a lot of them are Normandy.
Shelbyville address is Dillingham Hill.
Yeah.
And then you Tullahoma got, is top some, of Dillingham. That's Tullahoma,
Belvedere's
too.
Yeah, then you got some of Tullahoma that bleeds in. Because Tullahoma bleeds into, like, every county in Tennessee somehow, it feels like.
You have Shelbyville right off Flat Creek.
War Trace, Fayetteville, Winchester.
Right. Hey, Tanya Belvedere. Gibbons says, hey, Mayor Bonnie.
Hey.
And then Tabitha Moore. Was it Tanya?
Tanya, she's my cousin.
Hi, I'm
Tanya.
Sorry. I'm sorry. And then Tabitha Moore is watching. Your mom.
He showed me. We hadn't got on the air 10 seconds. She's ready to go.
Hey, Joanne.
Your but mom's it says watching.
Anniversary follower. So what does that mean?
I don't know. Why? See, we hadn't been on the show for a year, but.
Oh.
I'm afraid to click on it. Because I don't.
Oh, I clicked on it.
Did you click on it? What did it say when you clicked on it?
It just says, hang on.
I don't know, but your mother is an anniversary follower. She's probably our top fan, too.
She is.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. Every time, I got to tell y'all, we tell it on every story, because every episode, because she deserves it.
Yeah.
Miss Bobo.
Hey, Joanne.
Miss Bobo, every time, tells... You know, she's watching and that she loves us, whatever we do. So it
that's
just
her
makes
baby
us,
boy. Of
that
course
makes
she
us,
loves.
It makes
yeah.
us feel.
She's always getting on to him.
Oh, she's yeah. always she getting on. Us. Yeah. yeah. He not that. Not that. What are we doing on drinking?
Yeah. We're drinking on booze.
Scarlett. Oh, hey, Scarlett. Hey, Scarlett Patterson.
Hey, Scarlett.
Yes, yes. Yes. She said hello. Yeah.
South Central.
Yes, I worked for her. Yeah, you look.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm on the HR
Paul,
committee.
You all, yes.
Oh,
they're
Paul
great,
Rawson,
aren't
good
they?
People.
Paul's hilarious.
Yeah.
She's good, yeah.
She's good.
Let's see. Oh, Lee Ellen.
Hey.
Normandy. Oh, zip codes.
Normandy, Mulberry.
Mulberry and Normandy, yeah.
And then Sonia
Wheeler. Sonia, yeah, Wheeler. Make sure I'm pronouncing all these right. I suck at pronouncing.
She's watching from Ohio.
Oh, cool. I love that. Yeah, Ohio. Thank you, Sonia. That's really cool. Yeah. Follower. She is a follower. Very good. Look at this. Hey, we're just taking a break right now and doing all this. Hey, we should do like a little segment. Mayor Bonnie, I know you were about to say something.
No, I was just going to say a lot of my friends are people that come to Lynchburg, visit. We've met, made friends, and then, of course,
that's
you keep
sweet.
In touch.
Dennis Dye. Bonnie's
Denise.
Morning Glory. Denise.
That's my.
God, I'm so,
Bonnie's
dude,
Morning
Denise
Glory.
Denise Dye is my Morning Glory. Thank you.
Dude, it takes me literally a month to name, like, get all my kids' names right when I'm teaching.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
I've got two kids and I still can't get mine right.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
I'll be sitting there like on the recliner or something and one of them will holler. And I'm like, Madison. What? I'm like, Madison, be quiet. Then Ashlyn's like, or Madison will go, that's not me, Dad. It's Ashley. It's like, you know what? Number one and number two is what I just call them.
I'm the same way. I'm so intel. Let's see. Leanne.
Sonia Weaver from Bryan, Ohio.
Bryan,
see,
Ohio.
I told you, Ohio.
Bryan, Ohio.
I'm mailing them some shirts.
Tell Nene not to laugh at me. Yeah.
Who's that from?
Ray. Lee Ellen.
Lee Ellen, yeah, that's Lee Ellen, yeah.
That's my nickname.
Gotcha. Randall Lewis, love watching the show. Randall
Lewis is here.
Randall, yeah.
He just went that way.
Randall was talking about the show, yeah. He was talking about his favorite was Tim Fuller.
Yeah.
Remember we did that show?
Yeah.
That was a good,
that was my first show.
Was it really? Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, wow, that's really cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
That
was
back
to do
in, up there.
What?
That was back in April.
He's from Moore County.
Yep.
T. Tim.
Yeah, so I'll tell you the funny story about that one. I had no idea he was from Moore County.
Really?
Tim?
I just knew. Yeah, it's pitiful, isn't it? Probably first time I ever admitted
But
I'm young. I didn't even know they had zip codes back, you know?
See,
back,
that's the point.
Back in the day. But but when he told me on the show, I was like, what? And I was like, you're from Moore County? And then he started going on these shows about rant. No, Goose. He told a story about Goose Baxter.
Yes.
Oh, it was hilarious. Oh, yes. That was such a funny show. We're going to carry on.
Oh, I remember that one.
Are we still on break?
Yeah, we were just going through the messages.
Hey, let's do a segment.
Which one?
I don't know. Play one.
Tell us when we're on air.
We're on air.
You'll be on air the whole time.
Let us know when
we're going back on. Yeah, all right, everybody. Yeah, it's just we're getting the weather and everything right over here. Guys, it's going to be 45 degrees now. It's freezing out here.
It feels great.
What?
Well, it did feel great, but we got gas heat, so our gas valve went out like Monday, and we can't get it fixed till Friday, so it's been... It's been a cold one in the household.
Sonya Wheeler says, thanks, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
Wear the shirts. Hey, Douglas Wheeler. Hi, Bonnie.
Husband. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Julia Wright. This is a crazy one right here. Julia. She says, Lynch.
Your classmate.
Yeah, Lynchburg address and electric.
Lynchburg electric.
Winchester water.
Yes.
Telehoma phone. Lynchburg address and electric.
Thank you.
My next door neighbor was long distance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that well. Yes. Back when we all had a landline and the phone book. Remember our little bitty phone book?
I remember the phone books now. Yeah. No one has the phone anymore right in their house. Do you guys have one?
I have one.
Okay.
You know this one,
right? But I don't use it.
You don't use it, really? Does it work? It works. Oh, okay. You just don't. Oh,
same
it does.
Phone number.
Hey, Benji. Did you see their what Jason's mom put on here?
No, what is she?
Who was the person who carried Jason on their back and on the waterfront of Savannah, Georgia, 35 years ago?
I guess that would be me. So Jason was our little brother. So Jason's big brother was in my class. And we graduated together. So Jason was always the little brother. And we have recess stories to tell, but we won't.
Tell him. He has the bleep button. He can just bleep you out or mute your mic. Yeah,
no,
bet you will.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Do you really want me to tell the story?
Tell it. There's people in Ohio that need to hear this.
Yep.
So my favorite Jason story is, of course, you know, Jason and his parents lived across from the elementary school. And every time we would go out for recess and play, you know, Jason was like two. He was a little bitty and would always want to come out and play too. Also, and half the time he would come out in his diaper and half the time he wouldn't. And his mom would go chasing him. He'd come out and play
with us.
Sounds
about right. Yeah. Come on, I'm going to let you speak your piece.
I was all natural. When you want to go outside and play, and your mom's trying to give you a bath, and she's in a bathrobe, you take advantage of that situation. The only thing, you know, Leanne brings it up. Tabitha Moore always brings that up. She brought it up last week or a couple weeks ago.
You did the same thing on Sundays. Yeah. We played volleyball Sundays. You always busted out of the house.
You know the thing about it. You know, Leanne and all them make fun of me. All those girls her age. This day, they still call me wanting dates.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Jason, we've got to, Shane gave me a good idea. We've got to get your own fan subscription on here. like make people, like, you got to talk, like, after the show for, like, 10 minutes, make people pay for it. Well, that would be good money. That's a Tanya Gibbons. Tanya Jones. Yeah, I'm sorry. Krisha and Bray said hello,
hey,
too.
Hello.
And Pat Jones. Mayor.
Pat Jones,
yeah,
cousin.
Yep, they said hello.
50 Cent.
That's my favorite one. I love that.
So when this happens, go,
Charlie. This is your birthday. We go. All right, ready. Yeah.
Do it.
What are we doing? What segment are we doing? Would you rather?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, would you rather questions answer honestly, all right?
Do you guys know what we're kind of the would you rather is, though?
No, you give these two scenarios, like, would you rather step in dog doo barefooted or get punched in the face? You know, that's an extreme, but
okay,
that, you know,
all right,
that's basically what it amounts to.
Do we all get our own question?
We all answer. You guys go first, though. Oh. Yeah, you guys go first. All right, this would be a funny one. Would you rather have to wear your shirt? Would you rather have to wear your shirt inside out or every pair of pants backwards every day for the rest of your life?
Oh, the rest of your life.
Shirt inside out, yeah.
Yeah, I wear my shirt inside out all the time.
That's an easy one.
Shirt inside out.
I was thinking, have you ever worn your pants backwards?
I did.
They had to be stretchy.
He don't remember. Some of y'all remember. Remember when the hip hop group Crisscross was?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They were thing. When we was in high school, they had a Crisscross day. So everybody, you know how hard it is to pee when you got to unbutton your pants and everything else throughout the day. But they're backwards. It's behind you.
Oh no!
So you're asking people in the bathroom, "Hey, can you pull down my pants for me?"
And like gentlemen, they say yes.
Yeah, it's like gentlemen, slight kiss on the neck, you know. Yeah.
And he's like, when I was two and on the playground, I didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, seriously. That was freedom at its best.
I'm trying to look at these again. These are kind of some tough ones. This is kind of a tough one. Would you rather go on a cruise? I'll answer this. Ladies, if you don't feel comfortable, I'll answer it. It's PG. Would you rather go on a cruise with your boss or never go on a vacation ever again? That really don't count for you because I don't know. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done this one. Yeah, since you're kind of the head honcho.
I'll go on a cruise with my boss.
Me? I go on my and boss. I'll take Randall. My boss is pretty cool. I'm going on vacation. Disney World? You went to Disney World, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
If we were going to Disney World, I'd be like, hey, come on, let's go to Disney World. What about you?
I don't think I want to go on a cruise, period. But I like vacations, and so I guess I'll go on that cruise with my boss. Well, I guess my boss is Leanne. I know she's going to drink, so everything's going to be fine.
And my wife will end up going
on.
No, not Leanne.
Not this Leanne.
Have you guys ever been on a cruise, though?
I have.
Y'all never been on a cruise?
It wasn't my favorite thing.
Mm-mm. You have?
I have, and it was not my favorite thing.
Well, okay, who did you go with, though?
I went with some fellow coworkers.
What cruise line? I'm sorry. Cruise line?
Carnival at the time.
Oh, yeah, really?
And it was so long ago, I was on the ship that, like, a few weeks later, it caught on fire.
They had to paddle it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I want to go on a cruise, but
I would try it again, though.
We looked at the Disney cruise,
but you have to
sell both kids and the wife just to afford it. So I was like,
like a bargain.
I know.
We were looking at Disney right now. Disney's crazy.
Yeah,
it was like $5,500 just for us three to go.
When we went to Disney back in March of last year, it was about $5,000 just for like 3 days. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, there was three of us, two adults, one kid, 5 days, and it was $5,500.
And then of course my kid's like, when are we going back? I'm like, when you're 36.
I've been seven times before, so I can't say anything.
How's bragging count going?
Yeah. I love it. Have y'all been? Yeah. Y'all been in Disney?
Several times.
Yeah, several. Yeah, how many times? Okay, I've...
Six, and then I'm going next April with all the grandkids.
See, it's awesome. Where do you guys stay at?
On site. At Animal Kingdom.
So I've never been to Animal Kingdom.
Yes, Marsha. Yes, that's what I'm talking about every time. So the first time we went, I was like a little kid. So it was our first time we went to stay in All-Star. And then the second time, it was 2001, right before, I kid you not, all I remember is we got back September 10th, and it was the day before, obviously.
9-11? That day
that year?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, before we got back that day. We got back the day before. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
And so we went to Animal Kingdom, though, that time. And ever since then, Animal Kingdom, that's the only place I'll stay. Yep, that's the only place. And I was telling myself, I was like, look, there's wild animals. You just get back on your porch, wake up on the back porch. Wild animals.
Go to Yellowstone. There's wild animals running all over the place.
But it's Disney. People don't understand. It's made for adults too.
I've heard Animal Kingdom was one of the best ones. Like I've only been to Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios.
Have you been to Marsha? Have you been to any of the other hotels?
Polynesian, Floridian. Okay.
But as far as like your favorite one is the
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And that'll be good with all the 6 grandkids.
Yeah. We stayed at the
from 15 to 1 year.
Yeah. We said the Pop Century, I think is what it's called.
What?
We said it, I think it's called the Pop Century or something like that.
Pop Century. Yeah. I've seen that one. Yeah, I've seen that one before. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Miss Dickie said, hey, ladies.
Hey, Diane.
She's a legend.
One of the best stories I have of Miss Dickie ever. You know, everybody knows that Miss Dickie is not afraid to talk. And when I was going through basic training, you have to turn in your paperwork to get a secret security clearance. And I turned in people, and like, I think I put down Miss Robbie McKenzie as my teacher that knew me.
She's my third grade teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they called up the office of the grade school, and Miss Dickie answered the phone and said, can we speak to Robbie McKenzie? Well, she's not here today. Maybe I can help you. Well, the guy who's high up in the military and FBI or whatever is like, well, do you happen to know a Jason Brian Bobo? It's like, yeah, and could not get off the phone with Miss Dickie. It got back to my company, and I'm sitting there and hear, Bobo! Which I knew I was in trouble, because if they said my actual name without any Bobo, you know you're in trouble. Like, oh, God. It was like, do you know a Diane, a Dickie? I'm like, yeah. They just looked at me, and I was like, holy, it got all the way up and all the way back that Miss Dickie
gave you a all glowing sorts of stories.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised I got anything. Like,
Jason from Mickey. I was going to say, she probably said, and he runs on the playground.
You know, she drove me to school every morning.
What? Really?
Yeah, I grew up around the corner. So she'd always come pick me up at the store. I'd hop in. Wow. And Diane would put on her mascara and drive the 5 shift. Mascara. Mascara. Gift. Love you, Diane.
When I was doing my teaching, I remember I was subbing over there at Moore County. And then at lunchtime, I would have lunch. And she's like, hey, let's go to the square. I'll take you to the square. She would always take me to the square. Like, such a sweet. And I was actually on Facebook, and I saw, and I'm just like, I don't know if it's out, but like they're looking for a new secretary, a bookkeeper, and it said the elementary school, and I was like, oh, you know.
So is it in there?
I don't know if it's
in there with your mom and them.
I don't know either.
But I'm just
like,
saw that.
You cannot. That woman is a legend, and I don't know if it was you or not. I was just inferencing, but I was like, woman. You cannot retire because you are a legend. Seriously, they need, and they used to have those in the elementary school at LES, like the painted pictures of the principals.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There needs to be one of her. Yeah, portraits. Yeah, there needs to be one of her somewhere in that building, because I remember when I was a kid. And to me, I thought she was more than a secretary. Like just a secretary, but she did everything.
Yes, like a mom.
It was like she was all around, like you said, and she still, to this day,
is. See, when
I'm in education. Yeah, I'm in, you know, she goes above and beyond what secretaries do. It's just,
I agree.
It's unreal what she does
She's
for
special.
This community. Shout out to you, Diane. You're amazing, and you have great stories. And that's the thing. she knows so many stories on me too. That's the thing. that's where she gets you at. That's the problem with it is that you know whatever, you know, she's so easy to open up to. I don't know what it is.
Like overly easy.
Judgment free zone.
Yeah, she's got the mate. That's somebody we need to have on here. Yeah. Yes. We would have to make that an all-nighter. We'd make it on the weekend so everybody can get some good sleep. Everybody can get some good sleep that night. So, can we break down as far as with this, like the times and everything? Because I know on Facebook, you guys kind of like broke down the times for everything. So, like for everyone watching, this Saturday, the 23rd. Okay, so like we'll get more specific that way, specific on the times and everything for every. If you guys
y'all looking at me, so y'all want me to?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Ms. Larson.
Okay, we're gonna start at 5 o'clock at the gazebo with the cake cutting and our ceremony. We hope everybody comes out. We've sent out several invitations to our older citizens of the county, hoping they will come and help us celebrate the bicentennial of Lynchburg. And then 5:30, we have the kids' games. Fall festival type games, balloon pop. What else we got?
Duck pick.
Pin
the nose on the
gone pumpkin. Fishing.
Gone fishing. Ring toss. Yeah, duck pick up football throw.
This is so cool.
Pony rides.
Petting
zoo. Before y'all go on, like the times and everything, I just want because you were talking about the older people, like sending the invitations out and everything. So how many people have y'all estimated? How many people y'all are expecting? Like a number? Do y'all have a number?
Do you have a number on the RSVPs?
Oh. Some are calling into the office, but then right now probably we have a list of 20 with mates. But
as far as
I think
special
there's
going to
be special guests. Yeah. Special guests.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
But the weather's going to be Perfect.
Awesome. And like I said, it's beautiful. Like during the day, it's beautiful. You know, it's chilly.
Even at
5
o'clock, it's supposed to be 70.
Oh,
on
wow.
Saturday. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's going to be, that's going to be beautiful. And like I said, well, I was telling you that because, well, I mean, it's obviously hard to plan like estimation, like numbers for this since it's only like happens once. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of one of the things, but that's pretty cool. But what are the other things like in the time frames and everything, or does everything start at like one time?
It's in stages. Yes. Okay. It's phased. So at 5 is the ceremony and the official cake cutting.
Okay.
And that's where we will recognize all of our prior mayors.
Yes.
Will be on site, and then our guest of honor. And we definitely wanted to include those that have lived here and have contributed to Lynchburg and make sure that they're recognized. And then we wanted to bring in the kids' games, kind of like fall festival, since Halloween's such a big event here, you know, lots of candy. But we were trying to, you know, think of what did we do and what did you think about when we were growing up, right, which is roasted corn, the pony rides. So for a lot of us, you know, the pony rides were always where the gazebo is, you know, during Frontier Days. Mm-hmm. So there was a pool hall there before. Mm-hmm. I won't say the name on the window. Durham's Pool Hall.
Wait, seriously?
Seriously, there's a pool hall in the corner of the square.
Where the gazebo is.
And it was Evans Pool Hall and then pool room.
Is this back when routes and everything going on?
So we had the pool hall in the corner, which is currently where the gazebo was. And when it was torn down and prior to the gazebo being built, we had the pony rides. And you'd have your 5 little ponies that go in a circle. And I look forward to that every Frontier Days. It was one of my favorite times of the year. So we wanted to make sure we had that. And then
Leanne.
We worked hard for ponies this year.
Listen, everywhere we have gone and made any contacts at all, it's like, do you know who has a pony ride now? this call.
It's probably not a big thing anymore because you think about kids, you know. It's
the liability.
Make sure you have coverage, right?
And 2, we want everybody to understand this is not going to be an event where we're going to be spread out. It's not going to be the square and the park. Everything's on the square.
Literally everything's on the square.
Everything.
All of this.
Everything. So the pony rides are on the square.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell what else the company that's coming with the pony rides.
Yeah, so a cool thing is we're going to have an animal experience where instead of your typical petting zoo, they're bringing a baby kangaroo, a baby porcupine, baby piglet.
A Joey.
A Joey.
Look at him. I'm smart.
It's a Joey.
Educator.
I actually got a text from someone our age yesterday that said, how do I get to see the baby kangaroo? I said, well, you just, you know, it'll be $5 to see, to hold the baby's butt. And she's like, it's been a dream of mine to get to hold a baby kangaroo.
I would hold a baby kangaroo.
And it came from someone that's our age.
I'm paying $5.
I'll give it $20.
But we're also, we have a photo booth.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, this is going to be photos so out. Fun. Mm-hmm.
And the background.
And something that we haven't mentioned in the paper, it's been advertised in both of our papers and online. The one thing we haven't mentioned is, of course, it's the UT-Alabama football game on Saturday.
Oh,
our goal is to show the football game. That's our ultimate goal. We haven't announced it, but we do have a large screen TV on site, and our goal is to show the football game at the same time.
I realize there's going to be a huge crowd around right now.
We want everybody to come out.
But you can bring the family. The kids can be playing. You can watch
football. That's our goal.
Beautiful watching football. Clean games. Mm-hmm. Clean games. Very good. Yeah.
But we have caramel and apples. We have chili and hot dogs.
Caramel corn.
Pinto beans and cornbread.
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Free balloons.
For all the kids.
Yeah. I'm going to be miserable, but at the same time enjoy every bit of it. Yeah, with the food.
I was talking to Farron on the way. It's all of the nonprofits and the school groups. Right. They're going to be setting up. They're going to be the ones. And the churches. So, yeah.
This is kind of like going back to the old, like, you know, how it used to be. How it used to be.
That was our goal.
Because that's what I always used to hear about, what was it, like Frontier Days, about how, you know, like my mom and everything, my grandparents were like, oh, yeah, it used to be like a bunch of churches and like little community organizations and everything. So that sounds like a lot about like this is about, and that's what I'm really excited about going again.
And we haven't talked about it. We have a cakewalk.
We have
a cakewalk. We have a big bouncy house. We haven't talked musical about a big chairs. Musical chairs. We haven't talked about that.
I like the old school feel of it.
Yeah.
Right. You grew up here in Lynchburg, and I'm probably one of that last age groups that remember a lot of this stuff. But I remember, Liam was talking about Frontier Days. It's still a big deal. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid, Liam was, you know, not quite a teenager and a teenager. Frontier Days was a massive event. And this is what you are describing. It has very much the Frontier Days feel to it.
Our goal, too, remember when we had the fall festival in the gym at LMS?
Elementary school?
Yeah.
That's the game. That's what we wanted to do, is put that out there.
All right.
Yeah.
When we were kids, there was always a fall festival at the elementary school. It was an annual fall festival in addition to Frontier Days. But they would play the gone fishing game where your kids put the little fishing rod over.
Do you remember
the
sticks?
Curtain.
So I had to do that a couple of times, PTO president. Do you remember the big wooden box and you picked out a handle? Mm-hmm. And it was just the handles. So if you were really lucky, your long handle had the long stick. Some of them was like a short.
Was that the big prize? Did you get a big prize that way?
Well, you got to keep it.
Oh, you did? Oh, mm-hmm. That's cool.
And then we reached over in the box and filled the hole.
And when I was really little, if you were old enough, you got to go into the disco room. There was a dance. If you were old, I think that was the fifth and sixth graders, but you were in a room. But anyway, all this, so this Saturday's absolutely.
Laying boogieing down.
Yeah.
Well, my parents did dance. We always were on the square.
So a really, really, really big important thing that we've not even talked about is our, again, Christine Purdom. Catherine Hopkins works with her now in the archives department. And then George Stone, our historical society.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Mike Northcutt. Yeah. So a lot of these folks have come together. The Carol, and I'm sorry if I can't remember Carol's last name. She's the Shelbyville, Bedford County archivist. She's been over here volunteering. They've been going through records and records and records. They've made a PowerPoint presentation. It will be shown on a big blow-up screen about where the Civil War Memorial is on the square, like maybe over here, like Pam Wells' office. So that big screen will be there, and it'd be sort of like you go to the funeral home and you watch the photos. It'll be all the history. Yes, all the history. Can you imagine? So the band's going to be off to the side. So you're going to be able to bring your chair. We'll have some chairs, but bring your comfortable chair. Uh-huh. You'll be able to watch the roll, watch the history reel, listen to the band, watch the...
Get your picture taken.
Get your face painted. Something really cool the water department's doing. Russell Sales talked to his guys, and he said, you know, we want to contribute. We want to do something. They came up with the idea and said, I need more than the idea. We need to do it. Oh, they completed it. Kids, anybody, is going to be able to learn what you have to do to fix a water leak.
That's cool.
So they have a big water pipe, like a big 8-inch pipe, cut half in two, have a pipe running down the middle of it. It's got a hole in it, and it's already got the the clamps on there. So they're going to turn the water on. The water's going to be shooting up, and the wrenches are going to be there, and the kids are going to be able to pull the clamps up and then use the wrenches until they stop the leak. How cool
is
that?
That's cool. It's cool that they want to participate.
That's going to keep me from having to crawl underneath the house anymore. Like, Alex, go fix that water.
You learned how to do it.
Yeah. And we're also selling memorabilia. We're currently selling posters and T-shirts. Mm-hmm. You may have seen that on Facebook.
T-shirts.
We're selling, yes, Marsha's. Mm-hmm.
I got one for both of y'all.
We didn't know you were going to be
no,
here.
No, you're fine.
We'll get you one.
We'll get you one. That's right.
Jason, here's you a shirt.
A little medium.
Yeah.
Medium. A medium.
Isn't it a medium? Yeah, it's a medium.
And there you go.
Thank you so much.
A medium.
Awesome.
We'll be selling posters and T-shirts on Saturday night. And they're also currently being sold at the Perfect Picker, the Hardware General Store, and at Barrel House Barbecue.
Here.
They're selling our posters.
Right here. Okay, yes. Look at this, you guys.
Yeah.
You've got to get one.
Yes.
And we do need to mention that the Moore County Band's going to make a special appearance.
High school band. The Spirit?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. They're coming. Mm-hmm. They'll be there.
That's got something special for everybody.
And if anyone from out of town wants to buy a poster or a T-shirt, they can reach out to the Hardware General Store and order one because they're very capable of mailing. We may not, but they can ship those to anyone.
They can take credit cards and mail. And,
yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're
we're limited here.
Yeah,
so the goal on all of this was to be able to have enough of the good stuff, the T-shirts, the posters, what have you. And, of course, in order to do that, that's where Jack Daniel began its commitment to the whole event. They paid for the design of the logo, the banners that you see, and then the initial ordering of the posters, you know, and the T-shirts. Mm-hmm. So the cake is so awesome.
It's amazing.
Way beyond amazing.
It is pretty.
It is.
Yeah.
The cake's a big deal itself.
It is. Wow. It's three-tier with a top you're not going to believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't give us any hints?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Any hints?
You show them a picture.
We'll show you a picture.
Oh, we're going to get inside of the equation.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes,
there we go.
Are you excited?
Yes, I'm definitely excited about
it. We got a lot of surprises. A lot of little touches.
How long did this start?
Started meeting in March.
You started
in March.
This
is the
top
of the cake.
So
that's awesome.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's
cool.
It's a cake.
That's going to be on the very top.
It's a cake.
Whoa, that's really cool.
Cool.
That's man,
awesome.
God, I'm telling everybody. Everybody literally has to come to this. This is going to be so fun. You started in March, and, you know, so in March, and it's what, October, you guys have had, it's crazy how just in this amount, just a couple, I'd say a couple months, that you guys are able to put all of this together.
Not just us. We do have some other helpers
know,
and workers we'll recognize.
But you guys
were
like, you know, as far as the community and, you know, you, Marsha, and then Jack and everything, just all willing to all go
we
in.
We all came
on,
together.
All go in on this, and we're really grateful for all of this. This is going to be super cool.
We have a small committee, but those of us on the committee, we have workers on our committee.
We have those
that are working, and they've put in a lot of time and energy on trying to get stuff organized.
I mean, I'm super excited about it, and it's this Saturday at 5. We're starting at 5, right? Starting at 5. You'll want to get here and park. Are there any specific parking? As far as parking, what are we thinking?
You know how events are in Lynchburg. You're pretty much everywhere. Park down in the park and
The town will, the square will be blocked off.
Hey, okay, yeah. I saw the signs already. Yes. So weekend, you can't park after 3 p.m.
on the square. Mm-hmm.
Right. Ooh, look at that. Thank you. Yes. All right. So,
and you know what? It's a lot. And I want to say this because we all have to commit. Everybody here knows what Lynchburg is. And of course, we are the home of Jack Daniel, right? So we have one of the most robust squares as far as the businesses on the square. And I say this because I go to meetings, I'm paired with other mayors of about the size towns, and they have a little bit of a sadder story to tell. They've got a town square and all the businesses aren't occupied. Man, we've only got 40% occupancy right now on the square. We're looking for people. We don't have that problem here because we have Jack. Right. They have advertising and people come. So it's a blessing that you can have a business on the square and really you don't even have to do the kind of advertising. Right. They're over advertising for you. But on the same thing,
yes, they do. Yeah,
we have a historic square. So there are times like this. There's no way you could celebrate Lynchburg without it being on the square. So it does cut the driving traffic, but believe me, the walking traffic is still, you know, a part of the businesses. Any business that wants to stay open, I think some are going to be staying open. October being what it is, think about how many things we've had that affected the square, the barbecue, this, and then Halloween. So the very next week we'll be having to,
This is a lot. We've got the barbecue, we have this, and then next week we have, and I just want to do say this on the, yes, on the show, we'll have Gina Henshaw, Lori McKenzie,
yes,
on for next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Next Wednesday, we'll have them talking on the Halloween show. And Saturday, I don't think I told you guys. I haven't told you. But on Saturday, I told you about before the show. Saturday, we are going to be on the square. The Big Ben Show is going to be on the square.
For Halloween, that'll be fun.
Halloween, yes.
And you've not been yet. You're going to be blown away.
Are you going to be dressed up?
It's amazing.
I'm going to dress up. Yeah, I've got to.
What's your costume this year?
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. I still got to figure it out. Yeah.
I'm going to try to get down here for it.
So let me tell you how serious Gina Henshaw is. She's been making her costume probably as long as we've been planning this.
Gina's real. Yeah, she's always been that way. I graduated with her, Parker. Yeah, she's always been that way.
Yep. And it's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm glad. I'm thankful about you got, like, this county putting this on. Doing this and you catching this.
We have to.
Yeah.
You know?
And the appreciation of it. And God, it seems like it's going back. You know, we talked about the Frontier Days, but it seemed like this is going to be actually so fun.
Yeah, I told you it was an accident. Listen to this. Whenever they tried to, the archives started searching the 1821, 1841 dates. And, The state archives was still closed down from COVID. So they had actually closed the state archives, moved the building, moved the boxes, and they're all like, we got to know. We have to know our answers because we have to plan. How we ended up finding it out was from a newspaper in Knox County, of all places, and it told about what had happened at this 14th General Assembly. And in that newspaper article, it said the city of the town of Lynchburg was created, and the town of Maryville on the same day. October 23rd, 1821. Well, I hope they're having fun, too.
Basically, sister cities.
Maryville.
Okay, say it in your most southern voice.
Yeah, I'm from, I was born in, my dad's from East End. Maryville. Yeah. Come on. Maryville. It's Maryville. Yeah.
Maryville. That's say Maryville.
Yeah, when I went to UT at college, I was telling that, so when I went to UT for college, you'd be like, for the people who were from there, I could, it's clear, you want to do something? Yeah, I'm from Maryville and everything. Oh, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah. And then, the people who are not Maryville, and I'm like, you're not from Tennessee, are you?
So
like,
you don't we can relate that to the town of Shelbyville.
I've always said Fayetteville. But when it comes to Shelbyville, it's just easier. Yeah, my wife said, why don't you even say it like that? I'm just like, it just rolls better.
You teach over there. What do they say?
Well,
they call themselves. I live in.
I mean, that's what I say. I'm just like Shelbyville, and like you know, at first I was like,
I say Shelbyville.
I used to say Shelbyville, and then once I started working over there, I was like Shelbyville, walking horses. Yeah.
What did Kayla say when she was over there with you? Because she's like straight grammar to the T.
No, I was about to say no. I don't think she said Shelbyville. No, that's not one of those things.
Have we forgot anything?
Yes.
Jonah's going to be broadcasting.
Jonah will. Uh-huh, good. Okay, so he'll be brought. So on the square there too,
and his crew.
Do you know what will it be on, like, the Moore County? Do you know what page it'll be on? I'll have to put it back on the page for Jonah, but Jonah Deal will be broadcasting and everything. Sweet, this will be really cool. So, all right, you guys, we have had Miss Marcia Hale, Mayor Bonnie Lewis, and Miss Leanne Durham. I want to thank all three of you for all your hard work, you know, in the county, and then Leanne Durham, and then Marcia, and then Jack, and then just with all what you guys do, and it means it truly means a lot, and this is going to be super cool. And you know, people don't, you know, yeah, and I really do want people to come out. I really do want people to come out to this, because this is going to be
once in a lifetime, not going to happen again.
And this is in our lifetime. This is going to be super fun. So, all right, let's wrap this up this Saturday, 5 p.m.
5 to 8.
Five to eight. On the square, you better be there. Let's wrap this up. I'm ready to eat Mayor Bonnie Lewis's. She brought us pizza, right?
Yep.
Pizza Hut. Supreme Pizza. Let's do this. I'm hungry. Let's go.